Retired U.S. Army colonel and former American diplomat Ann Wright has an insider's working knowledge of government and military thinking. In recent years, she's become an outspoken critic of both, especially with regard to the prolonged wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Her primary focus now, however, is half a world away from the Middle East.
I'm very concerned that America's pivot toward Asia means that the United States will be focusing its military might toward another region of the world. The government will say it's to stabilize the region. I'm very concerned, with my background, both 29 years in the U.S. military and 16 years as a U.S. diplomat, that the manner in which this is done is actually going to destabilize the area.
Wright cautions that bellicose public statements toward the leadership of both China and North Korea could set the stage for future conflicts in Northern Asia.
Whether or not we're going to be aggressive and provoke other countries for a response that can be used by our administration and our Congress to build up our military and to continue to use our military as our primary foreign policy tool rather than diplomacy, it's something that concerns me very much.
This Pentagon posturing, she notes, is out of sync with the messages American consumers are sending to China.
It's kind of baffling that our entire conception of the United States comes out of products that come out of China. And then we have attitudes on the national security side that are totally aggressive toward that same country.
Colonel Wright is also worried about America's quiet efforts to enlist more active support from Japan in any future regional hostilities.
Both the Bush administration and the Obama administration have been urging the Japanese government to change that part of their constitution that says that they will not be an aggressive military power, to be able to count on the Japanese to join up with the Americans, to share more of the financial cost of invading and occupying other countries. And yet the Japanese people say, wait, we saw World War II, and now we've had 65 years that we've not been participating in war, and we like it that way.
But military considerations are not the only policy initiatives in the Western Pacific that have Wright alarmed. There is also the opaque, potentially far-reaching regional trade agreement known as the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
We don't even know the details of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Our own government is unwilling to give us the full agreement. Corporations have been the key groups that have written this agreement for their own interests, and our government is just pushing it, and in secret. We all ought to be demanding that our congressmen and women force the administration to let them read it. It's a deal in secret that has long-range implications for us, and from what we can understand, it is giving away the store to the corporations.
When she appears at SRJC Saturday evening, Wright will also talk about her recent travels through Northern Asia's seas aboard the Japan-based peace boat, including a visit to Jeju Island, Santa Rosa's sister city. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.